interview Rochelle Sonnenberg.
Welcome to the podcast, Rochelle Sonnenberg. We met, I think, nearly 1 year ago here at the Microsoft office for an M365 conference.
Yes.
And you invited me as former MVP community manager to did my Get Shit Done in IT, or we named it Get Stuff Done,
yes,
session in IT for us MVPs. So would you please introduce yourself a little bit, just to tell us what you're doing right now, and then we start over.
Sure. So I'm Rochelle Sonnenberg. I am a community manager focused on technical professionals working at the intersection of AI and developer relations. As Michael said, I've had leadership community management roles at Microsoft and Elastic, and I'm currently building an in-person community called Developer Relations Meets AI, where community building, technical advocacy, and cutting edge AI converge. If you want, you can check out our LinkedIn group at Developer Relations Meets AI.
Okay, sounds interesting. So we come to that a little bit later. But every day we face new tasks, to-dos, requests, something comes into our life, professional or personal. And that is requiring our attention. It comes in by minute, by daily, by minute, and so on. So how do you deal with all those things coming into your life? Gotcha. And needs to be done?
Gotcha. It can be challenging, but I like to keep my goals visible, and I've learned to manage the unexpected, which is really always part of life, and build systems around that. I utilize my Google Calendar and keep my Slack open and budget in for time for changes that might occur throughout the day, and always confirm meetings the day before.
Okay. Why a day before?
Because people sometimes change, and I ideally would like AI to start doing that, but I've noticed sometimes people like having that confirmation, so it helps make sure that people are definitely going to make it, and it makes them maybe feel guilty if they don't end up showing up.
But why not on that day you receive the invitation?
Okay, that might be an interesting point.
So, are you maybe not sure to attend, or maybe not?
Oh no! I'm saying I don't confirm the meeting the day before. I confirm that they can. Confirm, you know, right when I get the invitation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So email and instant messaging have become central to our communication. It might be email, it might be Teams, it might be Slack, it might be WhatsApp, whatever you call it. How do you organize all those new informations, all those messages coming into your life?
Sure. So I basically treat email like my archive. And stuff that I need to respond to track or file away. Messaging is always present throughout the day, so keep that open. And I keep my priority threads pinned. I mute what's not urgent, and I check in on times where I'm constantly reacting. I have learned to build some rituals where I go through and organize what I need to do the next day to make sure that things go smoothly, without being focused on the notifications.
Okay, so how often a day do you check your emails?
Oh, that's challenging. Probably morning, afternoon, evening.
Really? Yeah. Really that good? Wow. Okay, so no notification about new emails?
It depends. If something is urgent, then I'll be checking throughout it. So it very, very much varies. If I'm expecting something, I will check it. But I try not to be checking it as much as I can. Okay. It's challenging.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes specific moments show us that we need to change our approach and how to deal with all those to-dos. For my example, it was around 15 years ago, I changed my employer, and I saw that I need to change anything, how I handle all those things and to be more productive. Was there any special moment for you where you maybe faced some problems and maybe tried to change anything?
Sure. It was actually when I joined Microsoft, leading the MVP program. I thought that I had my systems down packed, but part of the job was managing relationships in various different time zones and trying to make sure that everything was personal at scale. There was this 1 week when I was managing three initiatives while onboarding new community leads, and I hit a wall. My inbox was full. I was getting multiple pings on Teams with multiple event attendance spreadsheets open. I realized I kind of need to rethink this because I emailed an invite to this women's MVP initiative that wasn't part of the program, and I felt really embarrassed. And so I started to think, you know what, I need to focus on one task, ensure I didn't make that mistake again. And I also separated each task on how urgent it was to ensure I got those things done. So I made sure not to make that same mistake again.
Have you ever faced that situation again, maybe in a not so intense way? Or have you really managed to, on that point, to follow those new rules perfectly? Or sometimes you follow back and, oh, it's too much, I need to refocus?
Sure. I think it depends on my emotional mindset. Another trick that I use is I ask myself, what mindset am I in? Am I in emotional, rational, or wise? If you're in an emotional mindset, then you're going to go back to that old path. So I don't always think it's about time management. I think it's about energy management and getting the big rocks done in the morning. And so you have more bandwidth to do the lighter things. You're not going to do the more challenging things when you have limited time and energy to do those in the afternoon. Yeah.
I like the phrase energy management or energy balance, because sometimes we talk about private or business balance, to balance private and business life. I'm not sure if you can really balance that or separate them from each other. It's just to
I completely agree.
Energy balance. So you have to deal with both, and both are touching each other. You cannot separate that.
I don't believe in compartmentalization. Yeah. I believe where we have one brain, and so you say, I keep my work at home or I keep my private life at home, but we're emotional beings. Yeah. As much as we like to think that we make decisions rationally, we make them emotionally. So to be able to acknowledge, you know what, I'm not in the right mindset to be doing the stuff that requires a lot of thinking and cerebral intelligence, then maybe I should be doing that tomorrow. So being aware to know when you're in the right mindset to be able to do the more challenging tasks as opposed to maybe just dealing with a spreadsheet versus dealing with a technical strategy.
Yeah, totally agree. Is there any special productivity hack you can share with us?
Gotcha. So one thing I do that keeps me sane is really doing a triage. So, you know, every morning or in the afternoon, I look at my email, my Slack, my task, and sort everything into various different buckets, whether that's urgent, delegate, and follow up. It's really simple, but it keeps me from going into a reactive mode. And then most of all, like having an opportunity to have a sprint where I can focus on one task at one time, keeping my phone away so I can do those larger initiatives and actually get stuff done. Hence the name of your podcast, because otherwise you're spiring, checking your email, making sure everyone else is okay. And I think a big hack is really making sure I'm okay. Yeah. I think we focus a lot on other people. And I mean, we are interpersonal beings, but it starts with your own self-reflection and am I in the right mindset? Can I actually focus right now to get stuff done? And if you can't, giving yourself a get out of jail card free, like maybe having a coffee or getting a manicure or whatever that looks like for the man or for the woman.
Yeah. Okay. So a quick question at the end.
Yeah.
Just a yes or no, or whatever the question is. What is your favorite productivity tool?
I love Azure DevOps. I feel utilizing that from working at Microsoft. I know it's meant for engineers, but I find that, you know, I've learned I have a familiarity with it and I understand it more. So now I see that, you know, Asana, Trello, they don't have the same functionality that it has. So I'm now, even though I'm not necessarily in the Microsoft ecosystem, still find myself using it.
I haven't expected that answer.
Yeah.
Well, do you prefer paper or digital?
I like paper.
Paper?
I have my digital tools, but I still, the science have proven when you write something down, then when you type it out, you actually remember it more.
Okay.
It's the process of doing it.
Coffee or tea?
Tea all the way.
Tea all the way?
Jasmine or Sencha. Yeah.
Office or home office?
I work from home, so home office, yeah.
Okay. You prefer it?
Personally, I think I would like one day in the office and 4 days at home, because I'm an introvert extrovert, so I feel like it would be challenging to get work done if there's if there's people around, I think it'd be really hard to actually be able to be productive.
Okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I don't know either. I would say probably, when you say early bird, do you mean like 5 or 6 in the morning?
Yeah, something like this.
No, I would say probably 9, 10 in the morning.
Okay.
So probably okay. Neither.
Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, the last question. You've been 6 years for Microsoft and working with us MVPs as a community leader. And you connected us all together. I know how you welcomed me last year when I was here the first time at the Microsoft. And now you're trying to do the, as I understand, with developers and AI a little bit.
Yes.
So for me, it seems very challenging. But what is, how to bring community in AI?
Sure. I feel a big part of what I'm doing is connection, content, and curation. So
okay.
Think of the three C's. Sometimes we have these communities and it's a survival of the fittest where you go to a large community event or conference. You don't know how or why you're with the people in the room. So a big part of developer relations meets AI is having a level of curation.
Mm-hmm.
The events are going to consist of having small pods where you're deliberately and thoughtfully put in a circle with 5 other folks mm-hmm. to be able to talk about AI tooling. And one of our future events is going to be talking about the top AI tooling for the DevRel professional.
Mm-hmm.
From the feedback that I've heard is that there are a number of tooling, a lot of resources being thrown left and right at lightning speed, and we just don't know which ones to choose or how
right.
to choose them. And this event will bring together 5 or 6 individuals from these companies
mm-hmm.
to help have a facilitated conversation and face-to-face time to understand how these tools are utilized, and most of all, how the developer relations professionals are using them, what challenges, what pitfalls they're having, and what opportunities they're presented with these
okay.
tools.
Okay, sounds good. Rochelle, thank you very much. Any last words? How to connect with you? Maybe
sure.
Who want? Maybe some companies who want to work together with you. Any last words?
Sure. It's such a pleasure to meet with you. I'd love to work with Snowflake, Cloudflare, a number of AI companies to learn how we could get in front of the right individuals for their as their customers. You can reach me at Rochelle Sonnenberg. Rochelle Sonnenberg, Sonnenberg, at LinkedIn. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll put that in the notes so make sure they can contact you, whoever wants to. Thank you very much again.
Wenn dir dieser Podcast gefällt, wenn er dir Freude bereitet, Nutzen stiftet und du ihn vielleicht sogar regelmäßig hörst, dann habe ich heute eine Bitte an dich. Ich brauche deine Unterstützung, damit der Podcast wächst und noch mehr Leuten helfen kann. Was du dafür tun kannst, ist ganz einfach. Du abonnierst ihn auf deiner bevorzugten Plattform. Du hinterlässt mir einen Kommentar, gibst eine Bewertung, wenn dir eine Folge gefallen hat und teilst ihn auf Social Media. Ich möchte jeden ITler da draußen erreichen und helfen, um sich selber besser zu organisieren. Und ich bin dir extrem dankbar, wenn du mir dabei hilfst.